Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt and the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone out there. This is Lady Liberty, and I'd like to thank you for joining us again on this bright and sunny Friday morning. Although it sure was nice to have a little rain yesterday, we started off a little sunny where we were, and it turned cloudy and rainy. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice reprieve. So, yeah, we needed it. So,
just felt good. Kind of a fall teaser.
Yeah. You know,
that's what it felt like.
Yeah, really. No kidding. And it's coming already. Geez. So, if any of you have missed any of our episodes or you would like to go back and listen to an episode, you can do that by going to either of our podcast links, where we post each episode of The Morning Commute along with our other weekly podcasts. And the web address for John Jacobs' podcast is www.radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And my web address is www.thepoliticalchurch.podbean.com. And our email addresses are listed on those sites as well if you wanted to share any comments or information with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We are broadcasting right now on 630 on the AM dial and 96.5 FM for those of you on your commute. Or you could be listening to the live stream. You know, we do have the pods. A lot of folks are actually listening. Even if they're within radio range, they will just go to acn.cc, click on that Liberty Bell, and just be live streaming while they're driving down the road.
That's right.
And that's a great way also to share with your like-minded friends and family. So,
well, and what's been really interesting with that is that because we're posting these podcasts, the Morning Commute on our podcasts, this is going out across the whole United States. So yeah, we're getting feedback from other states. Like, geez, I just got one from North Carolina.
That's right.
So that's pretty interesting.
It is. I got one from a listener in Pennsylvania who took a little trip to Missouri and was talking about the contrast of, you know, where they are up in New Europe, like in New York right now. They have checkpoints. These are police checkpoints now to check for people that might be from out of state that haven't quarantined and that enforcement. So that's under the communist de Blasio. And that's just not a loose term. That's not name calling. I mean, he's spent considerable amount of time in South America and really has taken to communism. And now he's the mayor.
Yeah, that is mind-blowing to me.
Yep.
I cannot believe that America would ever see a day where we would even hear about another American going through a checkpoint.
Right, right. Now, we've thought of stories like, you know, what if there was a pandemic or something like that? And, of course, that's what they're trying to paint this out to be, is a pandemic.
Right.
But we've seen the dystopian movies, you know, the viral outbreak type of movies, and you see the police checkpoints, National Guard, and things like that. But we kind of expected to see there could be, you know, a virus outbreak one day that could turn into a pandemic, but not one where it's not a pandemic and it's all lies and smoke and mirrors and charades.
Right. Right.
In order to put this kind of stuff into effect.
That's right.
It's just a very strange thing to watch happen.
I know. It's staggering to me. I just simply can't believe it.
But like we said, this is the largest power, the shift in power and control in human history. And this is a power grab. And we'll also be talking about, if we get time to talk about it, is Pastor MacArthur and the Los Angeles County authorities talking about charging $1,000 a day for continuing to hold church.
Right.
He's got a couple of heavy hitting lawyers now. And of course, John MacArthur is the, I have his study Bible, his New King James Version study Bible. It's been my go-to daily study Bible for the last 15 years. And that very pastor is holding, he's been kind of a pacifistic type of pastor. I differ from him, I don't know, philosophically, ideologically, in that respect. But, I don't know. That's a whole nother show we can get into. But
right.
right now he's understanding that, you know, you don't follow the government no matter what.
Right. There's
discernment
because,
involved.
Yes, that's what is required, is discernment and understanding what's legal and what's illegal, right? And so we're actually going to start a new little addition each morning commute where we have the word of the day, and then we're going to start going through constitutional amendments each day too, because we want the listening audience to be fully educated as to what at least their rights are.
Yeah, an informed Christian patriot citizen.
Right.
And we've got the, we want to pull out the scripture of the day first and get that
certainly
started?
Certainly, you bet. Let's do that.
Well, that's where you're going with it already. I see that in your hand. So awesome.
Okay.
But I like the idea of also covering a different part of the Constitution every day.
That's right, because that's why this is happening in the first place, is the nation as a whole doesn't quite understand what their legal rights and guarantees already are.
Right.
And so when this happens, they're confused as to what's going on because they're not sure. So we want to just help with that a little bit.
Right.
But so for the word of the day for Friday, we have 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, which reads, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens."
There we go. Good. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 5, 1. Yeah, what we have here on earth is a tent. What we're going to have in heaven is a house.
Oh, yeah, and it says a building, which I thought, you know, was kind of interesting as a reference because it caught my eye that it was a tent here and a building there, you know?
Yes.
It's like, this is just super temporary and maybe flimsy,
yep,
you know, and but a building, you know, an actual structure, something made to last, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly. I like that picture because, I mean, I can be cozy and comfortable in a wall tent. And you go elk hunting, right? And I was like, home away from home. And it's just, you can really get pretty comfortable in a wall tent.
Right.
And then you really enjoy yourself.
Especially with a little wood stove.
Exactly. But then you walk into a home and it's like the breeze and the wind isn't coming through. There's not little leaks in the corner. There's, I mean, just totally a different feel to a well-built, solid, safe structure as compared to a tent. You know,
that's
even
right.
Though you can have fun with a tent for a while. This is temporary. We got some awesome homes waiting for us that are being made for us right now.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I'm excited to see that part.
Me
of course,
too.
You know, I don't care what the building looks like. I just want to be around the Lord. So, you know, we'll see.
Amen.
If
they can
even pull me away.
While we are here, we are citizens. We have dual citizenship. We're citizens of heaven. We're also citizens here.
Right.
And we're supposed to advance the kingdom. His kingdom is here. His kingdom has come. We're part of his kingdom here on earth.
Right.
So, what do you have? Where do you want to start with the earthly?
Our earthly duty.
Yes.
That's right. On earth as it is in heaven. Well, first of all, follow the law, right?
There you go.
Okay. So that leads right to the Constitution, the law, the supreme law of the land. So we're going to start with the First Amendment of the Constitution and how appropriate, how fitting for today, of course. So the First Amendment reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Good. First Amendment. A lot of people aren't really familiar with all of the components. They think, freedom of speech, First Amendment.
Right.
But there are more components to that.
Right. And there's a huge amount of confusion over the part that says, make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Yes.
And they confuse that as you can't have church mixed with state. That's not what that means.
Right.
So
right.
I think you would probably elaborate on that better than I would.
Well, the Danbury Church letter is where the term, separation of church and state came from, or that concept came from, with a letter between Thomas Jefferson and these Baptists. And what it really has been flipped around. The intent was to keep the government from establishing a religion that might be against your conscience, taxing you because the state wants to support a particular dominate.
Strike one.
Strike one. Oh, my goodness. So a denomination. And so it also specifically said, and there's another argument here, that Congress cannot establish a religion.
Right.
And there's been actually some debate about, well, what about a state legislature? Because this is clearly restrictions on the federal government, what they can't do.
Right.
Which left it open that a state, and there were state-sanctioned churches back then at the founding of our country. But what the confusion came in was the separation of church and state, to say that you can't have any type of religious activity or anything involved with government. You can't commingle the two, which is not true at all.
Right.
And but there's other components. There's the religious freedom, religious liberty. There's the freedom of speech, the right to petition our governments, the right to assemble, and am I forgetting one? I think that was
To peaceably assemble, the freedom of press.
Press.
And yeah. And so
like what we're doing now.
Well, and the extension of the religion, the establishment of religion was the they cannot make a law prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the right of the people to peaceably assemble, which you do in church altogether, right?
Right.
So you've got that freedom to go to church, to assemble with your fellows, and as you believe, right? And so the fact that Pastor John Hagee covered this really nicely in a recent broadcast that he put out about a month ago, about where his sermon was about the New World Order, and he described that a church of 22,000 people suddenly can only have 10 people.
Right.
And so he was describing that that's a gross violation of everyone's rights. So
exactly.
So.
Exactly. And that's what's happening with Pastor John MacArthur and Los Angeles trying to put pressure on him to try to, prevent him from holding church. And they're going to be just in outward defiance. See, because you can't pass a law that is a violation of the higher law.
That's
it becomes
right.
Unlawful.
Right. It's void right off the bat.
Right. Right. And the 16th American jurisprudence clearly states that any law that's passed that is in violation of the Constitution is null and void as if it had never been passed at all.
Right.
So what happens when the state tries to enforce something that falls into that category that is unlawful?
Right.
It is null and void, but you have, people that don't care about the Constitution anyway. These are the people that want to completely overturn the United States and our law and our founding documents to wipe the slate clean to create an entirely new governing system.
Right, the anti-government people.
Right, so the Constitution, and this is when the kind of, at first it was marginalization and then the demonization of people that want to adhere to the higher law, the authority. The Constitution. So they started calling you a constitutionalist. Oh, you're one of them. you're a constitutionalist.
Right, right.
And they started making that synonymous with sovereign citizens, which is synonymous with Aryan nations, which is synonymous with, you know, people that will sacrifice and eat their babies or whatever. I mean, it's just going to keep going, right?
Right. It, you know, whatever they're aiming at, they want it to end up being evil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if you adhere to the law, being thus a constitutionalist, somebody that adheres to the law,
right,
then suddenly somehow that's bad.
Well, and of course, I take that back. They probably will not try to draw a correlation between constitutionalists and people that would sacrifice and eat their own babies, because they actually probably want to leave that one available to them. The way things are going, we don't want to demonize that, you know, just in case.
Yeah, because they might want to leave that on the table.
Exactly. Might want to leave that one open.
Well, in addition to the First Amendment violation that John MacArthur is experiencing, they're also violating another one of his amendments. And so, boy, that's a big deal. As soon as the state is going to jump in and try to prohibit the free exercise of religion and peaceably assembling, we've already talked about the Department of Justice really wants to get in and back those cases, because they're not going to tolerate that. And so not only have they violated the First Amendment, they're also violating his Eighth Amendment. His whole church's Eighth Amendment, because the Eighth Amendment reads, we're typically going to go over just one each day, but this just happens to fall in line. So the Eighth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution reads, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines be imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. So this definitely falls into the category of excessive fines imposed.
Yeah, $1,000 a day for holding church.
That's absolutely nuts.
And that's from that's an edict that comes down from and this is in Los Angeles. So I don't know if this is from Governor Nuisance or if this is a Los Angeles county. I could pull this back up again. I read it too, and I don't recall. So let me try to pull this up. This is really interesting watching what's happening. By the way, we're not going to take a break today. We are just going to run straight through. So this is going to be kind of nice for us.
There's no break.
I know, no breaks today. No break for you.
Sorry, everyone.
That's right.
You're stuck with us. So,
President Trump says Biden will hurt the Bible, hurt God, and guns. Well, I think that's kind of a no-brainer. He's quoting from the Quran, trying to get elected by quoting the Quran.
Wow.
But yeah, isn't that something? So this is what I wanted to pull up. Los Angeles County threatens his church. So John MacArthur lawyers up. And that's the title of the article. So a pair of high-profile attorneys are representing a California pastor in his battle to hold worship services despite local and state orders against large gatherings. Now, this is coming from One News Now. One News Now is reporting this. And it's not John MacArthur who is defying the U.S. Constitution or the law. And this is what they're trying to say. He's acting unlawfully, so they're justified in fining him, you know, up to $1,000 a day. The lawyers are correct to point out that it's not Pastor John MacArthur who's defying the U.S. Constitution or the law. It's the state of California that is violating their constitutional obligation to preserve and protect churches and our freedom, our free exercise of religion, and our freedom of assembling together. So,
right. Yeah, they are. They're violating their oath of office, and actually they can be severely held accountable for that. So, yeah.
And Bill Barr,
William Barr. Yep.
Is they're looking at these cases. It's on.
Yeah,
it is on. There's a war for truth.
Yep.
All the way across from one end of this country to the other. New York is now filing a lawsuit against the National Rifle Association to try to get them dissolved. It's just absolutely, we have two nations right now,
right,
in this country.
Yep.
So we need to definitely stand firm and stand behind these pastors that are holding to the line. And hopefully it's an inspiration to other pastors. And I think it is. I think we're seeing that type of inspiration. It's giving, it's emboldening other pastors to stand up and to take that stand for, you know, what they know is right, what they know is right in their hearts. So
that's right.
Anyway, that's what's going on there. We're going to continue to follow that. We're going to continue to watch that because other pastors are, they're kind of trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
And we need people to be bold. We need them to be strong. And this is what I want to cover. There's also at One News Now, they're running an article right now titled "A National Strategy for Putting Christians in Office." And this is what we've been talking about, getting into the political battlefield that we're being called to. And that's what it is right now. But this is the representative, Rappert, I believe, is what it's called, what his name is. Sorry about that. Rappert. He is, what he said was, he and a handful of other politicians are organizing the National Association of Christian Lawmakers, NACL. He said the goal is to hold conservatives' feet to the fire and give support to brave legislators. We've got to back the brave and courageous legislators.
Right.
Because they're outnumbered, right? So he said, it's one thing to debate and discuss. It's another thing to fold. The Republican legislature shares, and in this nation, we have seen leaders folding way too often. It's compromise. That's what we've been talking about. We cannot compromise. We need to be bold. We need to be brave, even if you're in the minority. And trust that God will stand with you.
Well, and that's the thing, too. We really, really need to keep in mind who our God is. And like I've said before, one man can stand alone against the whole world of lies if he's got the truth, and he'll win.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. And you're standing there with God backing you. You and God can conquer everything. You know, so people need to keep that in mind and gather their strength from that alone, you know, because the strength is never from them. It is always from the Lord. And God rewards courage. He rewards bravery. And I've seen it happen. I mean, my goodness, time and time again, the people that just look biblically. Look at David. He picked him.
That's right.
And he said he was a man after his own heart. You know, he was bold and courageous. And here's this, the littlest of guys taking out the biggest of giants.
That's right. So that's what we're seeing. And that's what we're looking at. Well, yesterday we were talking about the story from Judges, and we were reading about Gideon. Started off with 32,000 men. Up against 135,000 Midianites. So they're outnumbered by over 100,000, you know, trained warrior enemy.
Right.
And they start off, and God said, if you win, you could actually take the credit for this. I'm going to set this up. So it'll be undoubted. You won't be able to doubt at all. This is clearly the Lord who's responsible for this victory.
Right.
And there's some really incredible examples of battles that took place even during the Revolutionary War in America, where it was very clear God had his hand in this. Even the founding fathers accredited God. Even those who, some of the people today, like to say, well, that person was a deist or that person was an atheist. And their testimonies contradict that. They're saying that there's no question in our mind that this is providence, you know, from a higher power.
Right.
Even if they don't say the word Jesus, they know this was definitely, this could not have been done under our own strength. So that's what God's doing with Gideon, right? So right. Whoever's afraid and just wants to go home because you're outnumbered by 100,000, who wants to go home? Well, like 10,000 people. They were left with 10,000 people. 22,000 people said, I'd like to go home. And they did. So when there they are with 10,000 people, and God said, but that's still too many.
Right.
I'm going to narrow you down to 300. So Gideon, take all these people down to the river, take them down to drink, and whoever just gets down on all fours, all their hands and knees, and she just shoves their face in the water, you're going to send them home. But the guys who kneel down and they cup their hands with the water and they bring it up to their mouth, they're alert. They're your warriors, they're your soldiers, they're maintaining situational awareness. They're not just going to shove their face down in the water, completely unaware of their surroundings in a combat environment.
Making themselves vulnerable, right?
Right. So who are the warriors? Who's going to reach down with your hand, be looking from left to right, sipping your water out of your hand? And that's the guy that's got the warrior mindset, the mentality. Those are my men. And it turned out to be 300 of them.
Yeah.
So when you have God on your side, even when you're heavily outnumbered, you rise to the occasion, right? And they ended up taking all those guys out and their princes. They took off running. I mean, they ran them to the river. They cut off their water supplies.
Yep.
They had soldiers like up on the steep sides of all the valleys where these guys tried running, and they just ran them to death like deer.
Yep.
And slaughtered the last of them.
That's right.
With just 300. Totally different story than the Battle of Thermopylae, where they had 300 standing against the Persians and they all just got snuffed.
Yep.
And that's the difference. Being bold, courageous, and having God on your side.
Right, yeah, totally. Because the Battle of Thermopylae, they were bold and they were courageous, the most brave, in fact, anywhere. And yet they lost. And that's strictly because they didn't have God. So very good point.
That's right. So we need people. There are people that are bold. I was talking about this legislator earlier. That's Arkansas State Senator Jason Rappert, he's starting up this Association of Christian Lawmakers, National Association of Christian Lawmakers. Even though you're outnumbered, it's time for these guys. They're stepping out to that battlefield right now. These are the warriors, and they're looking for others. Even when you're outnumbered, when you gather in the name of the Lord, you have him with you.
That's right. You've got the majority.
That's right. Then you are in the majority.
Yep.
Doesn't mean persecution won't come. It's going to. But we're going to stand against lawlessness. We're going to point out the truth. And we're going to shed light on lies. And we're going to stand for our faith and our country that is a blessing from the Lord.
That's right. We have to be thankful for this awesome nation that we've been given and defend it.
Absolutely. All right, folks, you have a blessed weekend. We are out of time, so thank you for being with us. Join us Monday morning, 7 p.m. right here for the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. Blessings to everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.